Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, chance to clinch tonight here at home, Carlos. And I know that this is game four, and game three you win last night. But with the offense, with the starting pitching, with the bullpen, as you look into game four, how much of last night, what parts helped out so much to carry in some strategy, some helpful parts for today?
Definitely the fact that Sean Manaea was able to go into the eighth. He couldn't be out of that game after five, after six, especially when he got in trouble on that first and second, was it the fifth? I can't even remember when that was. But then not only he got out of that inning, he went back out, gave us an extra one in the seventh, and even went back out for the eighth. So, he allowed us to stay away from a guy or two, maybe. And, now we got some other guys that are fresher for today's game. So I think that was the biggest thing from yesterday's game, the fact that Sean Manaea gave us what he gave us yesterday.
And it's not the first time in this playoffs, not the first time this year we've seen you manage with your eyes instead of the binder, so to speak, the numbers in the dugout. And I say that to you, it's probably just what you do, but for baseball, for the players that have been around for the last five or so years, it's different, it's unique. Do you remember the first point of the year where maybe Jeremy Hefner or John Gibbons said, oh, wow, okay, you're going to go off book, so to speak, and manage with your heart instead of only with the numbers?
Yeah, I think it's hard for me to say exactly when that happened, but probably earlier, whether it was with a pinch hit situation or a lineup construction, or where a guy had a really good game and then the day after, it's probably not a matchup that will favor that guy, and I was still putting in the lineup. I think that's when they started to realize, and that's part of like. It was challenging at the beginning because as a new manager working with new coaches, the coaches working with the new managers, I didn't know them as much. They don't know me. When it came down like strategy in games and making decisions. So we clicked. Again, lucky to have guys like those guys, around myself in the dugout. And, I will say from the very beginning, they knew how my style. I'm going to use the numbers as well, we all do. But there's times where, I go with my instincts and it's not going to work. There's times they're going to work and, we'll go from there.
I mentioned that too because Jose Quintana last time against Milwaukee, I think you mentioned it third time through, not the best matchup for him, but he that night he was on enough. How much from a veteran like him does he appreciate something like that kind of unlocks the ability to just simply play baseball again?
Yeah, I think he goes a long way, not only for a guy like Quintana, but the whole team, the whole roster, knowing that, hey, man, there's a feel for it, and he's a game with nowadays there's so much information, so many numbers, and everybody's got those. But you have to understand that there is a game that is played by humans, and then you can quantify everything and you can measure everything. So, trust the information, trust your instincts, trust your coaches, trust your players. Make the final call.
One guy who's had a kind of a quiet, good playoffs, if that's possible, is the birthday boy today, 36-year-old Starling Marte, who seems to get the big hit after the big hit. What have you seen from him to be able to come through in some moments here?
Yeah, he's a really good player that is up for the moment. It looks like he's built for this. Experience matters. This is a guy that's been in this league for a long time and a pretty good career, pretty good numbers. And then you look at the skill sets. This guy is toolsy, ball jumps, speed, arm, bat to ball. There's a lot to like about this guy. He's a special player. I'm just proud of because of he hasn't been easy, not only this year, last year, a lot of injuries this year, and he's not 100%. And the fact that he's going out there and giving everything he's got, happy birthday, by the way, to Starling Marte, and just proud of him.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each offer first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.